You're coming first time, I believe, in Serbia, right? It's like your first time in that part of Europe. How do you feel about it? Are you excited?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I didn't even think this year that we would end up playing somewhere in Serbia, but I'm really excited. I know the rest of the guys are, so, and their lineup's amazing. So everything is really exciting about it.
Yeah, so obviously you're coming to Serbia to play at the Exit Festival. So what are your expectations of the festival? Have you heard about it before?
No, I hadn't heard about it before, which really surprised me because it seems like a really huge festival. And I think that's definitely what I expect. I expect it to be big and just, I expect it to be very animated for some reason and just expect it to exceed expectations.
So in your words, what is Coach Party about? What can the public expect from you?
I guess a energetic sort of indie grunge performance, a good time, especially if you've had a beer or if you've not had a beer, and just fun. We just want to have fun and we want to have the best time at this festival because it seems amazing.
Have you guys ever been on a coach or to a coach party? I don't know what's the correct form, but is that like how the whole band started, the idea?
No, so we actually have no relation to a coach. However, we did for days spend so many hours going through different words and putting them together with other words to try and find out what we could be called. And we hated everything, and Coach Party was the only thing we kind of liked, so we kept with it.
So I saw you already played some festivals. What is like for you, what do you prefer, playing at festivals or like having smaller gigs when it's just you guys playing?
I think festivals are really fun because you kind of know that everyone is there to listen to new music and have a good time. And if they've come to see you, it's for two reasons only. And that's because they know about you and want to watch you, or because they want to discover you. So it's nice to have new people come and watch. Whereas your live show is also amazing, but you have people know what to expect. So you sort of can't shock anyone.
Yeah, so I listen to your songs. I mean, it is like this indie sound. And I noticed, as you said, that there is a bit of grunge. And you guys, if I'm not wrong, you like to experiment. You're not afraid of it. You're trying something new. So where do you get the inspiration?
I think it's from playing live. I think we'll play our regular songs and then we do normally play them the exact same as the record, but it's fun to experiment. And then after that, it then creates more capacity in our minds to think about what else we could do for new songs and how it would go down live. So I'd say just playing live is the biggest inspiration for like trying to push the boat out.
Yeah, I feel like this indie scene is huge at the moment. Maybe not just like in UK, but in the US and the Europe. I mean, it's not like in the mainstream, but I think there is a big scene. How do you see that?
Yeah, I'm definitely seeing a big return in indie bands and guitar bands, and I really look forward to it. I obviously love it, and we all love it, and it would be amazing to see guitar bands dominate music again. I mean, even if it doesn't, it would be great to see just a load of guitar bands and indie bands filling festival lineups and everything.
Yeah, so you guys are from the place called the Isle of Wight, right?
Yeah.
And when I was researching a little bit about you guys, I found this article and said about this place, that young people want to leave that place, that the old people are there to die. So like, why did you decide to stay there and do your music there?
I think because it's we're all here and we all love making music together. And I just don't think you need to move anywhere else now to, you know, try and do your thing. And it is basically somewhere you come to die, but it's also beautiful as well. The landscape is amazing and everyone here is really kind. So we are lucky to live here and the beaches are incredible. So that's the reason we stay. And it's nice to have this peaceful environment to write songs and come back to after touring for weeks.
Yeah, so you don't have to go, I mean, in UK, like to a bigger place like London to be successful as a band.
No, but I do think you have to be prepared for traveling a lot.
So you guys, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you published 3 EPs so far, right?
Yes.
So is there maybe like an album somewhere in plans?
Yeah, definitely going to release another. We don't know what yet. We're thinking about an album. We're thinking about a mini album or another EP, but we are writing and recording currently. We just need to sort of figure out what format we want to put it on and whether we're ready to do an album.
So I want to ask you one more question. We talk about Coach Party. Where do you see yourself, I don't know, maybe in 5 to 10 years?
I'm hoping selling out huge shows and headlining festivals like Serbia, the Exit Festival. So yeah, that's where we see ourselves in 10 years. And maybe a lot of albums out by then, at least 4 or 5.
Yeah, that would be great. Jessica, that would be it. I won't be calling you any longer. Thank you so much for your time and to do this interview.